Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
Keep shining, keep smiling, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Episode 5. I was sitting today in church, and literally every testimony brought me to this subject. So first, one of my sister missionaries that was in our ward almost a year ago came to visit. And in her testimony, she mentioned a speech called, "Tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." She mentioned these things. Keep loving, keep trying, keep believing, keep having faith, keep growing. The heavens are shearing for you today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. This is translated from English to Swedish and then back to English again, so if it's not 100% accurate, I'm sorry about that. And the thought came to me. The Lord is working through us. We are His followers, disciples, and servants. We're here to learn, experience, grow, and serve. Back to a post I saw on Facebook from a lovely listener to my pod. She made a post about how hard it is being on this path of struggling with our gifts and trying to figure out what the Lord wants us to do with them. Being judged by others, claiming to be disciples of Christ, is hard, and even more so if those same people are close friends or family. When me and my sister started this pod, I guess more than 3 years ago now, we went back and forth, should we? Should we not? I thought about the name, LDS and Medium. Will it be good or a bad name? But we took a leap of faith, and I felt really alone out there talking about things that I was brought up to think was taboo, scary, or bad for me. Now, 3 years later, I see more of us out there. I see more spiritually gifted people starting to wake up to their destiny and to their gifts and abilities, starting to shine their light unto this world, making their impact on their way. And in a way, we are like these little fires. In the last days, this earth shall burn. What if we are meant to set this world on fire, to transform it, to prepare it, to raise its vibration in order to prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ? I always thought it was bad for the earth to burn in the last days. But if we are the one burning low vibration and fear away, then it's a cleansing burn. It's a powerful burn. It's a righteous fire from the newly awakened children of God. He made me who I am. The gifts I have are His blessings to me. Tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. What if I am the tool to do wonder for someone tomorrow? What if you are the tool to do wonder in my life? Just knowing you're out there, like me, gives me hope and fills me with love and gratitude. Feeling lonely for so long, if I can make someone feel less lonely, that is something I would love to do. Just be in the presence of you and to meet you and hold space for you to feel okay. Navigating these gifts with our faith and busy lives is not the easiest thing. But I know we have the gifts. We have them for a reason. Someone talked about spiritual gifts being gifts from God and that He lends us them when we need them, but He can also take them back. I don't really agree with it. He gives them to us, yes, but if we don't use them, we lose them. And if we learn about them and use them for service, they will grow and grow and multiply. One of my gifts is to make others feel good while just being in my presence. Literally, by just being in my energy field, I see changes start to happen in people around me. I don't even have to do anything, just hold that space. I don't want to wait for someone else to set this world on fire. I want to light it up myself. At least then, I have a choice to start this transformation and to be a creator, or to sit still and watch what will happen. And then I might not like the fire that the other side will start, and I might get burned. No, I feel it. Now is the time for us to start lighting this earth on fire, you and me. We are the ones to do miracles. We are the ones to serve. We are the ones to love and to believe and to have faith and to grow and create and keep going and going and going. So for today's meditation or visualization, let's set this earth on fire. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world. Episode 5-5 Meditation. Sit or lay down comfortably. Take a few breaths. And just ground yourself. Leave stress and worries behind. And just get comfortable. Close your eyes and start to focus on your breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Keep breathing in and out. And feel all the worries just leave your body. And you start to feel light and happy. Keep breathing in. And out. Now I would like for you to imagine yourself standing in a black room. It's pitch black. You don't see anything at all. You're just standing there, all alone in this black room. But even though the room is absolutely dark, you don't feel scared. You just stand still in the darkness, absorbing the stillness and the darkness. Then you feel a hand touching the wrist of your left hand, and you find a wrist to a hand that you clasp onto. And you feel another hand touching your right hand wrist and grab a hold of you. And you grab on to another arm by the wrist. And you feel a sensation in your heart. It starts with a buzz that grows stronger and stronger. And you see a shiver of light starting in the area of your heart and starts to grow brighter and brighter. And you start to make out shapes all around you. The light from your heart is growing brighter. And you see light emanating from the shapes around you, from their hearts. And slowly the light is spreading and making you see clearer and clearer. Everyone is standing in groups of four connected to each other by the wrists. It makes a pattern of four connected to other groups of four. The light is growing brighter, and as the light grows, the darkness disappears more and more until it's totally gone. Now you can see the others clearly, faces you know, and faces you have never seen before. All standing together and holding each other's wrists. And you realize that you can't see where it begins or where it ends. The room is just too big for you to see more than the people around you. Everyone is wearing white. You see all kinds of styles on the clothes, but they are all white, crispy white. You see different ethnic backgrounds and men and women mixed without structure. The light is growing more and more, and now it's so strong that normally it would have been hard to watch, but your eyes are adapting to the brightness. Then you see that you're actually standing on a floor, a huge floor made out of a black stone. And on the floor is a map of the world. It's carved. And the countries are written out in symbols you don't understand. You look down at your feet and you see that you're barefoot. And you see them shining, and they shine brighter. And all of a sudden, it's like a white blue flame that emanates from your feet. And the flame starts to wander up your calves and your thighs and up your body, and it goes out from your arm and connects to the hand holding on to you. And the white blue fire spreads to everyone around you. It goes up your shoulder and over your head, and it rises up to a flaming pillar above you that goes wider and wider and connects to the pillars of the ones around you. In this light, you see and feel the presence of immortal souls, of God's creations and the powers and gifts. Everything is within these fire fields. All knowledge, all love, all power. And you feel it in you and around you. You are this fire. You are this gift to the world. You are a light and a lighthouse. Now I want you to look around you and see the faces that are there. Are they ones you know or ones you need to find? Ones to serve or to help you grow? Feel their power and your power and know that you are not alone. We are many that are waking up. They are sent here to light our fire and to heal this earth with love. Now you start to feel how your feet start to leave the floor underneath you. And all of you are starting to rise up from the ground, still holding on to one another. Up and up you go. Now you let go of the wrist you're holding on to, and you feel free. And as you look down, you see the earth. What is the first continent you see? What is the area? What is the city? Look down and see where your intuition is pointing you towards. As you find the location, you start to dive towards that point. And you go closer and closer. Until you land with your feet on this soil where you feel drawn to. As you land, the fire of your feet start to spread from your feet and over the ground. It doesn't scorch or burn, but it cleanses. A new life grows from where the fire has been. This is where you're meant to be, to spread your light, to make an impression and to serve. Be in this energy for a few moments, and when you feel ready, come back to your breathing and breathe in and out. When you're ready, open your eyes and write down what came to you. Where, when, and doing what. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, and shine.